Welcome to Providence. Providence is about life, new life that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. It was Jesus himself that said that he came that we might have it, and have it in full and abundance and free. When you think about it, this is a notion that pervades every aspect of who we are. It defines us. We are a people who were once dead, spiritually speaking, but have been brought to life by the Spirit of God. But it not only defines us, it drives us. It is the Spirit of life that has taken up residence in us, and being filled with the Spirit are driven to pursue a deeper relationship with the living God, to have the mind of God, to participate in the life of the people of God, and to serve God. Even in the worst of times, we are driven by hope. And I've got to say that hope is not merely wishful thinking, but for the Christian, hope is an absolute certainty. A hope that our future is one that will not be simply characterized as everlasting life, as a, shall we say, a continuation of the present, but life elevated to a level that our minds cannot even begin to grasp. But it's also because of the brevity of life and the reality that for many, eternity will be characterized not by life, but by death, that we are driven to take the message of life to those who so desperately need it. And let me add that it's because of the importance that Jesus himself attached to life that we're pro-life in every sense of the word. We're committed to the sanctity of life because every person, regardless of their stage of development, bears the image of the living God. Committed to the beauty of life because God has enriched us with things that enhance our very existence, the richness of friendship, and food and music and other things we enjoy as we come together as the people of God, and also committed to the cultivation of life, of developing the new life we have in Christ by growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'd like to invite you to come and share in that life together with us as we worship and serve the living God.